Coverage varies by plan. View contracts and exclusions at endurancewarranty.com.
If you're driving a car or truck with an expired warranty and suddenly lost your transmission or needed a full engine repair, would a $4,000 repair bill leave you stranded? I'm Danica Patrick. Don't get caught off guard with a vehicle breakdown. Choose the company I trust. Endurance. No matter the mileage, if your vehicle is less than 20 years old, Endurance offers comprehensive auto protection plans for any budget. Protection on the drivetrain, electrical, transmission, AC, and more. Plus, benefits like 24/7 roadside assistance and rental car reimbursement on any plan. Endurance handles everything from making the claim through the repair process to paying the certified mechanic of your choice. Don't get caught off guard with a vehicle breakdown. Act now and get one full year of elite benefits, a $2,000 value, free.
Visit endurancewarranty.com for your fast free quote today. That's endurancewarranty.com.
The world's full of some terrifying creatures who'd have no trouble making a quick meal out of us humans. But as scary as some animals today may seem, there once existed even bigger, badder, and way more terrifying beasts. From child-eating eagles to colossal carnivorous whales, here are 20 deadly animals that you'll be glad to know are extinct.
You're listening to
Be Amazed.
Number 20. Arctotherium angustidens. Stumbling across a grizzly bear is enough to make most people flee in fear. But even full-grown grizzlies look as harmless as cubs when compared to the Arctotherium angustidens. More commonly known as the giant short-faced bear, it hailed from South America and lived around 2.5 million years ago. With an average weight close to 2 tons, Arctotherium angustidens take the title for biggest bear to have ever lived. For some context, polar bears, the largest land carnivore alive today, are less than half the weight of these ancient bears. On top of that, these guys could reach an intimidating 14 feet when stood upright. That's higher than a one-story building. Okay, so they're really tall and really heavy. But that must slow them down, right? Well, considering that the close relative of this bear, the Arctodecimus, a smaller genus within the giant short-faced bear family, could reach a terrifying top speed of 40 miles per hour, it's likely that these guys would have clocked up a speedy pace too. So unless you've got wheels and an engine, there wouldn't have been much chance of escaping. And escaping is definitely what you'd want to do. Broken fossilized teeth revealed that this bear chewed on bones, suggesting that flesh was a part of their diet. So to them, humans probably equal a meaty appetizer. Despite their physical prowess, these bears were gradually replaced by the medium-sized Arctotherium vetestum, around 500,000 years ago. No one knows how or why such a predatory power disappeared, but it's possible that the increased competition from carnivores like the jaguar, cougar, and direwolf depleted the big boar's banquet. Either that, or there's an even bigger bear out there that we just haven't discovered yet. Number 19. Haast's eagle. Fortunately, those bulky bears went extinct around 400,000 years before us Homo sapiens first appeared. However, some long-extinct animals once did go toe-to-toe with man. Or technically, toe-to-claw, if the large skeletal remains of the carnivorous Haast's eagle are anything to go by. Now, these particular remains were found in the South Island of New Zealand. With a wingspan of up to 10 feet, the remains are so large that the bird is now considered to be the biggest eagle ever. The skeleton indicated it would have stood around half the height of an average man and weighed in at some 40 pounds, 4 times that of a bald eagle. The main prey of these enormous eagles were moa, a flightless bird that was 15 times heavier than their hunter. Moa bone remains show that Haast's eagles killed their prey by flying at them from behind and tackling them with their knife-like 3-inch talons before gripping and crushing the moa's skull. Anyone else getting a migraine? Disturbingly, it's possible that moa weren't the only meal on the Haast's eagle's menu. Legends from the indigenous Maori people of New Zealand detail huge birds swooping down and plucking up a small child who was never to be seen again. But in the 16th century, just 200 years after the Maori population settled on the South Island, they got their revenge. Human overhunting of the moa likely led to the eagle's eventual extinction. And with that, Maori children could finally rest easy. Number 18. Joseph Oarthogazia monezi. New York is famous for its massive rats, with some reaching the size of small dogs and house cats. But as big as a New York rat may be, their ancient cousins were something else. Introducing the Josephora tagazia monezi, who lived way back between 4 to 2 million years ago. Considered to be the largest rodent to ever walk the face of the earth, these South American horrors measure in up to 10 feet long and weighed up to a whopping 2,200 pounds. For some perspective, that's around the same weight as 12 adult humans. Size isn't the only thing to watch out for with these mega rats, though. They also bared horrifying incisors, reaching almost an entire foot long. Computer modeling techniques based on the Josephora tagazia monezi skull revealed that the rodents had a bite force of 3,600 pounds per square inch, or PSI, giving them a similar bite force of a saltwater crocodile. Thankfully, these colossal rodents weren't carnivorous killers. Scientists believe that Josephora tagazia monezi used their incisors for biting nuts and wood, digging in the ground for food, or defending themselves from predators. And with those giant horrors in their mouth, anything that messed with these guys would be sliced up in seconds. Suddenly, New York City's rat problem doesn't seem so bad now. Number 17. Megalania. About 2.5 million years ago, the dusty plains of Australia were home to some real terrors, but none could compete with the giant monitor lizard known as Megalania. Looking like a hulked-out version of a Komodo dragon, these prehistoric predators could reach a whopping 23 feet long, making them more than twice the size of their Komodo descendants. And like Komodo dragons, Megalania are believed to have harbored venomous glands inside their jaw that produced hemotoxin. When it attacked, Megalania's sharp curved teeth would pierce their prey's skin before the hemotoxin entered the victim's bloodstream. At this point, the venom would act as an anticoagulant, preventing the prey's blood from clotting. This, in turn, would rapidly decrease the prey's blood pressure, causing systemic shock and eventually death. So what caused the downfall of this supermassive lethal lizard? Researchers from the University of Queensland recently dated a Megalania bone to be around 50,000 years old, which is around the same time that humans first arrived in Australia. It's now believed that humans could have had a hand in the Megalania's extinction. Whether man killed the giant lizards to protect themselves or overhunted their prey isn't known. What I do know, though, is that somehow Australia, the land where just about everything can kill you, could have been even more terrifying. Number 16. Thylacoleo carnifex. Now, Australia's prehistoric horrors don't end with the Megalania. The Thylacoleo carnifex is an extinct marsupial lion that dominated the Australian wilderness between 2 million and 46,000 years ago. Fossil evidence shows this wombat-lion hybrid measured in at around 5 feet long, about 2.5 feet tall, and weighed around 220 pounds. This means that at their largest, they were about the same weight as a modern jaguar, but slightly stockier. However, unlike jaguars, Thylacoleo carnifex weren't equipped with sharp canine teeth. Instead, these monstrous marsupials had two pairs of giant incisors that they used to stab and pierce the flesh of their prey. And it was quite the stab. Their bite force was comparable to that of a 500-pound African lion. This is thanks to their enormous jaw muscles, which turned every tooth in their mouth into a weapon. While their incisors were used for piercing the flesh of their prey, their molars were designed to crush their victim's windpipe and sever their spinal cord. If that wasn't bad enough, these menacing marsupials had huge retractable thumb claws used for disemboweling their kill. This metal hunting method would have helped these marsupial lions to kill large prey in less than a minute, 15 times quicker than an African lion. But as with the Megalania, their ferocious features couldn't prevent them from falling into extinction thanks to climate changes, which gradually dried out their habitat and reduced the food supply. Wow, never thought I would be thankful for climate change. Number 15. Gigantopithecus blackie. Did you know Bigfoot is real? Well, sort of. Prehistoric primates known as Gigantopithecus blackie that closely resemble Bigfoot roamed the forest lands of southern China roughly 2 million years ago. Exact size estimates are highly speculative because only tooth and jaw bones have been discovered, but even these are enough to estimate that they stood around 10 feet tall and weighed up to 1,200 pounds, making them about as twice as tall and nearly three times as heavy as silverback gorillas. Being located in southern China, it's likely that bamboo was a staple of its diet. Still, I wouldn't mess with these things, considering that even a silverback gorilla is strong enough to pummel a human into mincemeat. The question is, what caused such a big, broad beast to go extinct? Well, because it was so big and broad. The Gigantopithecus blackie relied on chowing down on heaps of food to replenish itself. But around 100,000 years ago, the changing climate transformed more and more of its forested homeland into savanna-like landscapes, greatly reducing the food supply for these primates. But who knows? Perhaps a few survived and walk among us to this day. Number 14. Deodon. By and large, pigs nowadays are pretty harmless. But that's not always been the case. If we turn the clocks back 23 million years ago, Deodon, or dreadful pigs, were wreaking havoc in North America. This brute came in at a massive 1,650 pounds, stood nearly 6 feet tall at the shoulder, and was 3 feet long, giving it a rhino-like build. However, unlike rhinos, these guys didn't stick to eating vegetation. Yeah, these pigs were predators. Recent research suggests that due to their lack of claws, they took down prey by running alongside it before ramming into it with brute force. Sort of like nature's version of a cop chase. To make matters more disturbing, these powerful piggies also came with canines that were some 10 inches long, designed for ripping flesh to pieces. Scientists believe the Deodon eventually went extinct around 20 million years ago due to increased global temperatures, depleting both vegetation and prey animals. And it's just as well. I mean, I kind of like pork that won't try to eat me. Number 13. Spinosaurus. What do you get if you mix a crocodile with a T-Rex? If you answer nightmares, you're right, because it probably looked like this monster that actually existed, otherwise known as a Spinosaurus. Reaching lengths of up to 59 feet and weighing a colossal 22 tons, this bulky beast is considered to be the largest carnivorous dinosaur to ever have walked the Earth. But their meal preference wasn't usually terrestrial animals. Researchers believe that these dinos hailing from North Africa were water dwellers that mainly snacked on a feast of fishy food, including giant coelacanths, sawfish, and lungfish. To help with this specialized diet, Spinosaurus evolved a long crocodile-like snout packed with horrifying 6-inch-long conical teeth, adapted for piercing slippery fishy prey. It's not known exactly what the sail made up of spines protruding from its vertebrae was used for, though it's theorized it could have acted like the dorsal fin of a fish for stability in the water. But around 90 million years ago, global warming dried up the North African marshlands, and with their fishy feast gone, those giants weren't able to adapt to eat other prey. Number 12. The Perusaurus. From crocodile-like dinosaurs to, well, crocodiles. Crocs may look daunting enough as it is, but they're nothing compared to the Perusaurus. This ravenous river giant once measured in at a head spinning 35 feet long. That's the same size as a school bus. While it might not have been the same height as one though, it was still twice as long as a saltwater crocodile. Unsurprisingly, it needed to eat. A lot. Perusaurus went through roughly 90 pounds of food daily. 20 times the requirement for the modern American alligator. And if you're wondering what exactly Perusaurus ate, the simple answer is anything. From car-sized stupendamus turtles to giant ground sloths, the world was their buffet. Luckily for them, their insatiable appetite was helped by their powerful bite. Paleontologists calculated that the Perusaurus bite was equivalent to exerting 11.5 tons of pressure, giving it a bite 20 times stronger than that of a great white. Jeez, and I thought Jaws was scary. Number 11, Utahraptor. If you've seen Jurassic Park, you'll know just how scary velociraptors once were, but they're actually the smaller cousin of Utahraptors. These bird-like dinosaurs date back 125 million years and stood up to 18 feet long, making them the length of a standard shipping container, but with a killer instinct. To help with that killing, they came armed with a 15-inch claw on each foot. Just one kick from this bad boy was capable of slicing through an animal. And good luck trying to run from these guys. Based on their slender legs and the speed of dinosaurs of similar sizes, it's believed that Utahraptors could run up to 30 miles per hour. Although fossilized feathers haven't been found with Utahraptor bones, paleontologists are confident that they had them based on feather preservation and related dromaeosaurid species. So there you have it, giant, rapid, murderous chickens. Can't wait for the next film in the franchise, Jurassic Coop. Number 10. Smilodon. Whilst we're on the topic of movie stars, who could forget Diego the saber-toothed cat from the endless series of Ice Age movies? Now, Diego may look cuddly on screen, but trying to snuggle up to a real saber-toothed cat would have left you with some serious scars. Smilodon, the most famous of the saber-toothed cat species, lived in the Americas some 2.5 million years ago. The 8-inch, fang-like teeth sticking out of these big cat's mouths look utterly terrifying, but these upper canines aren't believed to have packed much of a punch. Computer scans of the fossilized skulls of saber-toothed cats revealed that they generated a bite force of just 220 pounds, which is only slightly stronger than a human bite. To make up for this, the Smilodon had proportionally longer front legs and a much more muscular build compared to big cats today. This would have helped them wrestle prey to the ground WWE style before pinning their head down and making a precise bite to the throat with their curved canines. But ferocious fangs couldn't save the Smilodon from the effects of climate change and humans who overhunted the cat's prey, eventually leading to its extinction 10,000 years ago. My condolences to all the cat lovers. Number 9. Mega Piranha. Walking on prehistoric land would have been scary, but swimming in the rivers would have been way worse. Around 8 to 10 million years ago in the late Miocene, you would have had the horror of coming across Mega Piranha in the rivers of South America. And yes, as the name suggests, these famously carnivorous fish were huge. How huge? They grew to an alarming 28 inches, over 2 feet long, more than double the size of modern piranhas. They weighed around 22 pounds, making them 4 times heavier than the existing feisty fish. But size isn't the only thing that made these fish scary. Based off the bite force of living black piranhas, scientists estimate that the mega piranha would have chopped down with a staggering force of 1,000 pounds of force. That would give its bite the same whack of that of a small great white shark, despite the fanged fish only weighing 1/40th of a great white. All of a sudden, regular piranhas don't seem so bad. Number 8. Camarasaurus. So we now know wading in prehistoric waters would have been a bad idea. But it can always get worse, thanks to the ancient alien-looking Camarasaurus. Camarasaurus lived during the Ordovician period, some 470 million years ago, and was an early cephalopod, a type of mollusk classification that includes the more familiar octopus, squid, and cuttlefish. The eye-catching feature of this quirky character was its immense 36-foot-long shell, used to protect the Camarasaurus' main body. But being a carnivore, how exactly did this thing hunt? Despite their size, it's believed that these cephalopods would lie horizontally, patiently waiting for a victim. Then, when a marine meal came close enough, they'd quickly ambush it. With their 3-foot-long tentacles, it pulled its prey into its massive maw, much like modern cephalopods. After hauling in its catch like trilobites and sea scorpions, it would crunch their exoskeleton with its hard, keratinous beak, before rasping out soft tissue from within the prey's shell. Thankfully, the reign of the Camarasaurus was brought to an end around 443 million years ago, when the late Ordovician mass extinction eliminated nearly 85% of all marine species. Now I can swim without the fear of having a giant cephalopod crush my skull like a walnut. Number 7. Megatherium americanum. Sloths are pretty small and cute, right? Well, astonishingly, their ancestor Megatherium americanum is the opposite of them in almost every way. These giant sloths wandered through South America between 400,000 and 8,000 years ago. They stood at an imposing 12 feet tall and weighed in at a hefty 4 tons, around the same weight as an elephant. And if that wasn't bizarre enough, it's likely the Megatheriums were hairless to prevent them from overheating. To make matters even worse, they came with 7-inch claws. Wow, these guys really are cementing their place in my nightmares. Luckily, scientists don't believe that Megatherium were carnivorous. Instead, it's likely that their claws would have been used to swipe down tall vegetation. While it's currently not clear whether their diet included some meat, it is possible that they occasionally scavenged off carcasses. Some theories go even further, speculating that Megatherium would actively hunt smaller herbivores by flipping them over and slashing them open with its claws. But incredibly, scientists believe that humans actually hunted these beasts. A killing site in Argentina revealed that around 12,000 years ago, a group of humans hunted and killed a giant sloth before leaving the animal's bones behind, along with their butchering knife. In the end, human hunting and the effects of climate change depleted their vegetation food source and wiped this mega sloth off the face of the earth. Number 6. Therizinosaurus. Now, the ground sloth may have had some long claws, but those are nothing compared to what the Therizinosaurus sported. The scythe lizard, as it was known, lived in Asia some 70 million years ago. These dinos could grow to a gangly 16 feet tall, but the most terrifying thing about the Therizinosaurus wasn't its height, but its lengthy claws. These bad boys stretched over 1.5 feet long, making them the longest claws of any animal ever. When these guys weren't impersonating Edward Scissorhands, they were using their lengthy appendages to pull vegetation within reach. Despite their crazy claws, it's believed that they were strictly herbivores. Though someone forgot to tell that to the makers of Jurassic World Dominion. This is down to their bipedal stance, which, similar to other herbivores of the time, helped them reach further up into trees. Even still, I wouldn't want to get into a fight with one of these things flailing their death claws at me. Sadly for them, the Therizinosaurus is believed to have perished in the KT mass extinction event. But thankfully, their long-clawed legacy still lives on today. Number 5. Platybelodon. Some prehistoric animal ancestors look pretty weird, and that's definitely the case with the Platybelodon. This giant mammal lived in Asia, Africa, and North America between 20 million and 8 million years ago. They're a genus of larger herbivorous proboscidean mammals related, kinda obviously, to the modern-day elephant. But alongside their trunk, platybelodons had a strange jaw that jutted out underneath. Fitted on the base of this lower appendage were a pair of widened tusks, which acted as modified incisors. The key question is, what's the use of having a spork fitted into your mouth? It's been repeatedly imagined as the lower half of an extended mouth housing a long tongue. But in 1992, paleontologist David Lambert theorized that the platybelodon fed on plants and branches by cutting them away with their handy tool. They may look more funny than threatening, but modern elephants kill up to 500 humans every year, and that's without a fleshy spork hanging from their mouth. Who knows the damage these elephant-adjacent animals could do with that curious cutlery appendage. Number 4. Quetzalcoatlus. Now, the Quetzalcoatlus was a flying reptile which was alive some 70 million years ago. And after taking one look at these winged nightmares, I wish they'd lived even further back in time. There aren't many things more terrifying than the prospect of having a 16-foot-tall reptilian stork hunting you down. These terrors also came with a 36-foot wingspan, making it the largest flying creature ever. For some context, the biggest wingspan found today is the 12-foot reach of a wandering albatross. You could imagine these gawky giants skimming the oceans off the coast of North America in search of their next fishy meal. However, Quetzalcoatlus fossils were found on land 250 miles away from coastlines, with no indication of any large rivers or lakes nearby during the Cretaceous period in which they lived. Instead, it's believed that these birds chowed down on land animals. Their long, thin, chopstick-like jaws made them effective at pinpointing and plucking up smaller dinosaurs and swallowing them whole. Man, I thought birds of prey were intimidating. These guys died off along with the Therizinosaurus during a mass extinction event 66 million years ago. So luckily, we don't have to watch out for any giraffe-sized flying reptiles trying to guzzle us down today. Number 3. Ramphorhynchus. But the winged nightmares aren't over. Ramphorhynchus, a flying reptile that soared the skies of Europe and Africa between 154 and 137 million years ago. Unlike the Quetzalcoatlus, these guys weren't blessed with great size. Their wingspan was about 6 feet long, while their total body length was only 20 inches long, making them pigeon-sized, albeit with wider wings. But what they lacked in size, they more than make up for in terror, because the jaws of Ramphorhynchus were filled with needle-like teeth. Now, it may look like they lost a fight with a thorn bush, but these terrifying teeth served an important purpose. And that purpose was to help these ravenous reptiles catch fish by deep feeding. When the Ramphorhynchus saw its prey, it would swim just above the water and lower its spiky bill in, impaling and catching the super slippery fish in the process. And with the prey skewered, the Ramphorhynchus would have swallowed it down in one. Nasty. If these guys ever miraculously come back from extinction, just remember, never hand feed them. Number 2. Leviathan. We've taken a deep dive into some of the more terrifying things you can find in the water, but visually, very few are as terrifying as the Leviathan. This 55-foot-long genus of carnivorous sperm whale ruled the oceans off South America around 9 million years ago. If its size alone wasn't daunting enough, they were also fitted with more than 41-foot, 2-inch-long teeth on their upper and lower jaws. With these, they could easily tear apart their prey, giving them the largest biting teeth of any animal to have ever lived. Unsurprisingly, Leviathan ate pretty much any large marine life, but their go-to meal was 20 to 30 foot baleen whales. And for all their teeth, it's believed that these murder buses hunted with their forehead. They would have approached their prey from underneath before smashing into them like a battering ram, paralyzing their meal in the process. But that fat forehead may have served another function too. As with modern sperm whales, the Leviathan is believed to have had a spermaceti organ. Presuming that it has the same function as it does today, these carnivores would have used it to emit high-frequency sounds, acoustically stunning their prey. Eventually, the intense sound exposure would shut down the bodily functions of the target. What a way to go! The Leviathan went extinct over 5 million years ago due to a cooling event at the end of the Miocene era, causing a reduction in their food population. So don't worry, you can still sail the seas without worrying about Moby Dick's bigger, tougher brother taking you down. Number 1. Megalodon. Oh, you thought nothing could beat the might of the Leviathan? Well, let me introduce you to the Megalodon, a species of mackerel shark that puts jaws to shame. This 50-foot-long fish was over 3 times the length of a great white shark, and these beefy boys were heavy too, weighing in at around 70 tons, which is equivalent to roughly 10 elephants. On top of that, their jaws could span over 6 feet wide, easily enough room for an entire human. And inside their maw, you'd find 276 gigantic 7-inch razor-sharp teeth primed for tearing apart prey. If that wasn't enough, these mega sharks are estimated to have had a bite force of 40,000 pounds per square inch. That's 10 times more powerful than the bite force of a great white. Swimming throughout the world's oceans between 20 million and 3.6 million years ago, they would have had to compete with the jumbo-sized Leviathan for food. If they did fight, you'd expect the Meg to make a decent dent in the Leviathan's blubber. However, the whale's slightly bigger size and ingenious use of acoustic stunning may have given it an edge. But who knows? One thing's for certain, the Meg would eat a human up like a sardine. So how did this mega predator go extinct? Well, the climate changed dramatically around 3.6 million years ago. Temperatures dropped, and as a result, the warm water areas where the shark thrived became reduced, eventually leading to this genus's extinction. And let me tell you, I am mega relieved. Thanks for listening to the podcast. We'll see you again next time you want to be amazed.
Looking to buy your dream home or rent that perfect apartment? With the Redfin app, you'll know the moment your next place hits the market. Set up your gotta-have-it wish list, and Redfin will send you real-time notifications for properties that match. And when you're ready to see it in person, scheduling a tour is just a tap away. Thinking about selling? Redfin can do that too. In fact, Redfin agents close twice as many deals as other agents, so they know how to get the best price for your home. And with a listing fee as low as 1%, Redfin charges half of what others often charge. So you could save big, like really big. Last year, Redfin saved home sellers $118 million. So whether you're buying, renting, or selling, Redfin's ready to help you win. Download the Redfin app and start searching today.